Sanchez's speech at Valencia College puts a face to her acclaimed blog, Generación Y. Her contacts outside Cuba help her post and tweet online. When her message returns to Cuba, she says, it offers people a rarity, uncensored speech. But Sanchez says her message is for the rest of the world, too. She says the Cuban regime presents other countries with an overly optimistic image that disguises her people's struggle to survive. In Cuba, the government distributes the limited food available through rations. Sanchez says most activists there are women, risking imprisonment to protest a lack of food for their families. That, she adds through a translator, is something the women of Central Florida can understand.
Las mujeres siempre nos entendemos.
Women understand each other. We understand each other in pain and responsibility and joy as well.
Sanchez says she's visiting the U.S. because human interaction creates empathy. She says many Floridians are already receptive to her criticism of Cuba because so many exiles from that country live here. The U.S. State Department has consulted Sanchez about relations with Cuba, but many world leaders disagree with how the U.S. deals with that country's regime. This week marks the 22nd year the United Nations has voted against the U.S. embargo of Cuba. That vote was nearly unanimous. I'm Amy Kiley, 90.7 News.